somebody a handshake or a high five. Say, wake up this morning. Get ready. Praise the Lord. Mandy, you could like kill somebody with those heels. Obviously. Girl, you could like take that off and stab somebody. All right. Well, good morning, church. Let's continue with our series. We've been in the topic of what? Grace, yes. So let's continue this morning with diving deep into the subject of grace. Zephan, can you grab a friend and go upstairs for me real quick? I left like 6 boxes upstairs on a chair. Bring those down for me. Thank you. I want to use them this morning. All right. Yes, we've been studying about grace. We've been talking about grace. And grace is an amazing thing. It's a wonderful thing that God has given to us. In fact, the word grace, charis in the Greek, means gift. It means favor, to extend favor, or to lean towards, to hand, or to incline towards. So God has given us gifts. He's given us things in life to help us, to aid us, to live a victorious life. And of course, later this month, I'll get into the whole theology around that grace is not to just so that we can sin more. That's not what grace is. That's the, you know, there's a lot of people that teach hypergrace, meaning grace just is there to cover sin, so we can't live a victorious life. We just continue to sin, and grace just covers sin, and so it doesn't really matter how we live. So I'll get into that later, just so you understand that that is not what grace is for, and that we understand that grace is there to empower us. Can you just lay those right here for me? Thank you. Our home right now is an Amazon warehouse. This is just a portion of the boxes that we have all over our living room. So I put them to good use this morning, and I want to use them as an analogy this morning, talking about grace, which is the gift of God. But first, I want you to turn to John chapter 1. Verse 16. And let's just open up with prayer this morning. Father, we thank you so much for grace. We thank you, Lord, that we do live in the time, in the dispensation of grace. Father, I pray, Father, you would give us a greater revelation, that we would be able to understand grace and be able to truly receive it in our life so that we can operate at higher levels, greater levels. Father, that we would walk in greater authority, greater understanding, that it would be evident in our life, the grace of God, that there would be results in our life from this message and from the messages previously preached around grace, Father. I pray that it promotes us, it excels us, it causes us to be able to do more and be more productive in this life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so the book of John, in verse 16, and you have to understand, first of all, John wrote this book, but when he wrote it after Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. So I know a lot of times we look at the Gospels and we're going, oh, you know, the birth of Christ and, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels. So we're at the beginning of John and you're kind of getting this mindset that it's the beginning ministry of Jesus. But you have to understand that that's already done and past. Jesus is risen. He's at the right hand of the Father and John is writing this. So this passage of Scripture that he's giving us here is past tense, which is very significant to what we're talking about in grace. In verse 7 or 16, actually, let's go up to verse 14. Let's just read through this. It says, let's just do verse 12. This whole thing is just so good. I'm sorry. Verse 12. Sorry, Ryan in the back. I'm having to switch scriptures. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of their flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So if you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have been born again, you've become a child of God, and you have given your life, you've called him Lord, and he is Lord of your life. So you are a child of his. And it goes on to say, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of only the begotten Father, full of grace and truth, full of grace and truth. And truth is like the revelation of God, the understanding, the right way to see things. He is the creator of all of the universe. So when we talk about truth, Jesus is the truth. He is the way and he is the life. But there and there is no other truth other than what our Heavenly Father says is true. But he is full of, Jesus came full of grace and full of truth. Full of grace, the gifts of God, and full of truth, the revelation of God. He came to reveal God to us. And then it goes on and it says in verse 15, John bore witness of him and cried out saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness, we have all received and grace for grace. And of his fullness, we have all received. You see, that's past tense. And of his fullness, we have all received. We've received his fullness. And it says, and grace for grace, or grace upon grace. And so understanding, first of all, this passage of Scripture, John is writing it in past tense. We have received grace upon grace. And if you understand, it says the fullness of him. The fullness, whenever you look at that word, he's meaning the completion, the fulfillment of Christ, the abundance that he provided. And so whenever you understand what Christ came to do, to lay his life down, to give us eternal life, to redeem us from the curse of the law, from sin and death, and to give us life more abundantly, then you understand that he came to deliver us. He came to give us life. And it's not in the next life, it is today. In today's life. And so he came to do that. And we've all received this new life today, that everybody has had the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and to receive this package of grace, to receive what Christ has done, the whole thing. And again, it's not done by, I got to get stuff cleaned up, I got to do this, I got to do that. It's totally done by Christ, the work of Christ. It's not in what we've done. It's in what he's completed on the cross. So if you'll just bow your heads with me for a moment. If you've heard this message today, if you know that Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart because he wants to be part of your life. More than that, he doesn't want anyone to face an eternity in hell, because that is a reality. I mean, even this week alone, we've heard of gunshots firing and people dying in the stadiums fans being shot at a football game. Not even 50 miles from here, a young boy was in a car accident, critical condition. I mean, young lives in jeopardy being taken. And that's not a fear thing. It's just, it's a reality of knowing, like, this, there's chaos in this world. And the only way we can walk in peace and be assured of our salvation is through Jesus Christ. And because of that, you don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to walk in wondering where your eternity is going to be. But instead, you can actually take the graces of God and know that he delivers you. He delivers you from not just sin, but from the chaos of this world. He keeps you. He protects you. He shelters you. He heals you. So this morning, my one question to you would be, have you received Jesus Christ, the grace of the gospel, the grace of the good news of Jesus Christ and what he's done for you? Have you received that into your life? And if not, then I want to pray with you today. It is the best gift. It supersedes any gift that you could ever receive here on earth. The spiritual gift of salvation that not only has impact in our eternity, but it has impact in our lives now, today. So if that's you today and you would say, I need that. I need the grace of salvation. I need the gift of salvation in my life. I need Jesus Christ in my life. If that's you today and you would like for me to pray with you, then just raise up your hand, wave it at me, let me see it so I can pray a prayer of salvation with you today. Anyone across the room, I need Jesus Christ. I see that hand. Anyone else? I need to ask him to be Lord and Savior of my life today. Anyone else? It's the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Want to take a couple minutes. Pastor Brad, do you care to go pray with Chris? I just want to take a couple minutes, and if you're standing next to someone, I just want you to take a moment and ask them, have you received Jesus Christ? And if you haven't today, then can I pray with you today? So just take a moment. Ask that person on your left, on your right. Make sure they're confident in their salvation. And if they need you to pray with them, then just take that moment and pray with them. If you're not sure how to pray with them, come up, just bring them up here with me. You can walk up with them, and I'll pray with them. The rest of you, I just want you to take a moment. I want you to even see the week ahead of you. Anything that's been maybe a stress, frustration, anything you've been facing where you need the grace of God in a situation, I want you to just begin to visualize that I'm going to pick up this week. I'm going to pick up joy this week. I am picking up life. I'm picking up healing. I'm picking up the strength of God to move forward in this situation. He is going to give me the strength. Now just take a moment and begin to thank him for that. Thank him like you already have received it. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the joy of our salvation. We thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding. I thank you, Father, that you are compassionate. You are loving. You fill us with love. You are love. And Father, you tell us that it is by your love that others will know that we are disciples of you. Father, that you just continue to reveal to us your strength. Father, we receive your strength to face everything that we've got to do this week. Anything that would drain us, Father, if we need to cut anything out of our lives, Father, I pray that you give us revelation of that. And we will move forward in your strength and in your wisdom. Give us wisdom, Father. We receive that from the throne room of grace. We thank you, Lord, that you do not withhold wisdom from any that ask. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us salvation. You've given us deliverance, freedom, health, prosperity, wholeness, soundness of mind. We glorify you today. We praise you. And we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.